Welcome, welcome to the Most High Show. I'm your host, Christian. And the Most High Show is part of Most High Media, Most High Ministries. And Most High Ministries is a nonprofit. And we aim to create content made by and for people in recovery. Talking about recovery principles, spiritual principles. We have an app. It's available for download. We don't get anything out of the app. We don't collect your information. We don't collect your data. We have the app so that we can have unfiltered content. We're a nonprofit, so no one can tell us what we can and cannot do. We're supported by people like you who listen. We're supported by people who believe in the idea of spreading goodwill and cheer for all. You are worthy of recovery. You're worthy of wholeness. And all you got to do is the work. Today's podcast is called You Do It. You Do It. You Do It. You Do It. Not alone or of your own strength, but you do it. I want to give a fair warning on this podcast. I'm going to use the J word. I'm going to talk about my guru. My guru's name is Jesus. So this is a fair warning, and if that name offends you because of some things that has happened in your life, probably rightfully so, that you would be apprehensive to that name, I'm just going to ask you to suspend a little bit of that tension. Let that tension sit with you today and see if anything from my guru can be helpful for you as it's been helpful to me. So if you can do that, then you do it. You do it. So let's talk about this thing, you do it. And let's put this in the framework of the 12 steps. All right. So in the framework of the 12 steps is there's certain steps to take to gain spiritual wholeness, to become connected to a higher power, and to become better connected with those around you, and to become whole and complete. The 12 steps teach you how to be human. I believe that's also what Jesus, my guru, would say. My guru would say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. So there's a lot of literature on what my guru says. And I think something that we miss is that he's often telling me and the followers of his time and the followers of this time, you do it. There's an account of one of his disciples see him walking on water. And he's like, yo, is that you, Rabbi? Is that you, Guru? If it is, tell me to come out there with you. And what's he say? He says, you do it. You get out of the boat. And old boy Peter gets out the boat. When we talk about the steps, right? We talk about an inventory. We talk about moral inventory. We talk about a daily moral inventory. I can't do your inventory. You do it. You take the time to sit and write and wrestle with yourself. You do it, but you're not alone. Take the log out of your own eye before you try to take the speck out of your brother's eye. You do it. You take the log out of your eye. And then you'll be able to see clearly to help take the speck out of your brother's eye. You do it. You go through the steps, and when you get to 12, you then go give away the thing that was given to you freely. Like we say, works if you work it. I think there's a fundamental principle when it comes to applying the steps to any spiritual growth. And you have to be willing to be honest. Not just honest, but rigorously honest. And if you are willing to be rigorously honest with yourself and others, and you do the work, they almost guarantee freedom. My guru also says, you go be reconciled. If you're there offering your gift at the altar, right, and you realize someone's got something against you, leave your gift there and go be reconciled. You do it. Not alone or of your own power, but you do it. And we're going to break down not alone, and we're going to break down of your own power. My guru tells his disciples before he ascends and leaves his earth in the physical. He says, greater things will you do. Greater things will you do. You do it. And I think a lot of us, for me personally, you know, I've tried to circumvent that. And sometimes spirituality can be pitched to us as circumventing the process of us doing our own work. What is mine to do? And if maybe I can find some spiritual bridge or some spiritual detour to get around the work, if I just pray hard enough. How many of you have prayed for your obsession to drink and your obsession to use drugs to go away? And how many of you have prayed diligently, feverishly, from the deepest parts of your soul, and nothing happened? And for the alcoholic and addict, we know that to be true. We have prayed and prayed. God, take this away. I can remember driving down the freeway to the Dope Man, tears in my eyes. I'm done. I don't want to do this. Hearing that conscious say, just get off the freeway. Take this exit. Oh, no, pass that exit. Take this exit. It's not too late. Take the exit. Turn around. Change your thinking. You can do it. But guess what? You got to do it. You got to turn the car around. You got to exit the freeway. Praying. Take this from me as I'm driving to the Dope Man. And the only thing that happened was the Dope Man took that money. And we want spirituality. We want spirit. We want God or higher power or the universe to circumvent the work. You think about the serenity prayer, right? God grant me serenity, courage, and wisdom. That's what you get. You get serenity, courage, and wisdom. Work with that, and then you do it. There's got to be a gentler, softer way. There's got to be a way around this step work. There's got to be a way around writing down my daily moral inventory. There's got to be a way around addressing and facing myself. Surely, this great creator who knew me before I was formed can take it from me. Maybe. And I'm not saying it don't happen. I've heard the stories. You know, the pathway to ascension is descension. That's my guru's path. My guru's path is to descend before you can ascend. And many of us want to skip that descension. And all we get is serenity, courage, and wisdom. It's not of your own power. There's a power greater than you that is doing for you what you cannot do for yourself. Unfortunately, though, it does not do the things that you can do for yourself. It's not going to brush your teeth. Or wipe your ass. Pardon my French. That's not French. It'll do for you what you cannot do for yourself. It will give you serenity, courage, and wisdom. It'll give you the strength you need to change the things you can. But you do it. You know, I held on to this. I wrote this outline two months ago. And I would sit to get ready to record this. And I'm facing my own challenges. I'm facing my own situations that I hear that in my head. You do it. And for me, this principle applies that, you know, as we do this nonprofit thing, it's not easy. It's not easy to create this content, to shoot these documentaries, to have the equipment to do it, and the lights and the camera and the action. It's not easy to get the Skrilla to pay for it, you know? And so there's a part of me that wishes, that hopes that God will do it, that my higher power will do it, that my guru will do it. And but I got a part to play. What's mine to do? What is yours to do today? Maybe you're not an addict. Maybe you're not an alcoholic. But you avoiding the thing that you need to do. You do it. And it's not alone. You do it. Not alone or of your own power, but you do it. If you look closely at the wording of the 12 steps, you will see. You will see that each step is worded in the collective. We admitted we're powerless. We came to believe. Ourselves are conscious contact with God. We carry these principles out in all our affairs. It's not alone. We do it together. You see, I cannot recover. I cannot relieve myself of the obsession to drink, to drug, or to be a complete jerk. But we can. Those phone calls, touching base with another person, telling them what I'm going through, how I'm thinking. We can do it. Not alone. There are certain things to it. There's certain aspects that I got to do. There's certain times when it's me sitting at, let's show you this. If you're watching video, you can see this desk right here. That's where I sit. That's my desk. And I sit there with my head in my hands, wondering, how am I going to do it? I know this. I am going to do it, but not alone. And not of my own power. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Probably one of my guru's most famous quotes is the Our Father. And you may have been in a fellowship in a group of individuals trying to do it. And they end with this, Our Father. And the Our Father is wrote as a collective. Our Father, who art in heaven. It's wrote in the collective because my guru knows that you do it, but not alone. That you need to do it, but not alone. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You forgive your enemies. You pray for those who oppress you, but you don't do it alone. Nature doesn't do it alone. Nature don't do it alone. The sun, the trees, the animals. Look at the tree, don't do it on its own. The tree does it with the rain and the sun and the soil and the nutrients in the soil. And it all works together. And then the tree does it. Not alone, and not of its own power. It's got the sun, it's got the rain, it's got the nourishment from the soil. And that tree got to get there. It's got to do the work. It's got to break the shell of the seed and travel through the soil and break the seal of the soil into the air. It's got to do the work, but it's not alone. And then the sun and the power of the nutrients in the soil nourish it to grow. And we are dependent on those trees, right? And the trees are dependent on us as we breathe in and breathe out. They too breathe in and breathe out. A lone tree in the middle of a field sitting there all by itself looks like it did it by itself, but it did not. and the animals that eat the plants. You know, the little calf that's born. Mama cow gotta give that birth. But it's got the field, it's got the grass, the nutrients, the sun, the wind. Everything's connected. You are not alone. They are not alone. They are interconnected and dependent on the whole thing, as are we. We like to think that we're not, that we can do this. I got this. If I get the money, wait till I get my money right. Then I got this. Then I'll do it all by myself. You're not alone. You can't do it alone. And if you think you're alone, it's an illusion. And if you think you can do it by yourself, that's you believing the illusion. And that's when you are delusional. So you do it. Not alone. Or of your own power. But you do it. We cannot circumvent the work, my friends. I'm sure you've heard that, you know, you want to get a new car. You want to, as my guru would say, you want to reap the reward of the field. You got to do the sowing. You got to do the planting. You got to go do the car shopping. You got to sign the paperwork. You got to put that deposit down. You got to agree to them terms. Well, you got to have that cash and buy that boy outright and drive off the lot as it immediately depreciates and loses value by a massive percentage. But you do it. Yeah. And you can do it because you're not alone. And you can do it because you're not doing it of your own power. You are being granted serenity, courage, and wisdom. Just ask for it. We are here to help you. To help you do it. That's right. You're not alone. Learning how to depend on a power that's not your own is takes practice. It takes practice. You have to try it. You got to put it into practice. The same thing with being not alone. You got to put that into practice. You got to make some calls. You got to tell some people what's going on. We can't help you if you don't say something. So say something. You can direct message us on any of the social media at The Most High Show. You can email contact at The Most High Show. You can call somebody you met in a meeting. But you can't call them if you don't get the number. You do it. Not alone, of your own power. But you do it. Peace and blessings to all of you. Love y'all. This is The Most High Show.